When designing a traffic signal, it's very important to document the existing geometric conditions. The information needed for a traffic signal design will include, first, the lane configurations of each one of the approaches. You'll also need the lane widths of each one of the approaches and lanes. You'll want to document and identify whether there's shoulders, curbs, or parking in the vicinity of the intersection. You'll want to note any medians, pedestrian facilities, or bike facilities. Be sure to always note where the right-of-way lines are and obtain that information. Note any access driveways in the vicinity of the intersection. Also be sure to note the following: the posted speed limits, any current traffic control devices, any adjacent structures, overhead utilities, the presence of any utility vaults, buildings, bridges, and so forth. The checklist at the back of this module in this chapter will be very useful in helping you remember each one of these items.